At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yesterday is already behind us, but today unfolds as a new gift from God, brimming with opportunities and blessings. I want to draw your attention to a profound truth that has the power to transform our lives. The gift of each new day. In the midst of life's challenges, it can be easy to overlook the incredible blessing that each morning brings. But as we open our eyes to face the day ahead, we are met with a precious opportunity to experience God's love, grace, and mercy anew. Today, I want to explore with you the significance of thanking God for each new day and how this simple act of gratitude can revolutionize the way we live. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. The Bible reminds us beautifully in Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Just as the sun rises without fail, casting its light upon the earth, so too does God's love and compassion shine upon us, offering us hope, renewal, and the chance to begin again. Now, let us explore the gift of a new day. My friends, each new day is a precious gift from God, a blank canvas upon which we can paint the story of our lives. The psalmist declares in Psalm 118, verse 24, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." This verse serves as a powerful reminder that every day is a unique creation of God, designed with purpose and potential. When we wake up each morning, we are given the invaluable gift of life, the opportunity to breathe, to love, to serve, and to grow. We are granted the chance to make a difference in the world around us, to touch the lives of others, and to experience the beauty of God's creation. Each dawn signifies that yesterday is gone, its moments past, encouraging us to embrace today's fresh start and the potential it holds. Every new day holds within it countless possibilities, opportunities to learn, to create, to connect, and to leave a positive impact on those around us. However, in the busyness and challenges of life, it can be easy to take this gift for granted. We may find ourselves rushing through our days, focused on our to-do lists and responsibilities, without pausing to acknowledge the miracle of each new day. But when we take a moment to stop, to breathe, and to give thanks to God for the gift of a new day, something remarkable happens. Gratitude has the power to shift our perspective, to open our eyes to the blessings that surround us. When we thank God for a new day, we are acknowledging his sovereignty, his goodness, and his faithful provision in our lives. We are declaring our trust in him, knowing that he holds our future in his hands and that his plans for us are good, as we're reminded in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Thanking God for a new day also helps us to focus on the present moment, to embrace the opportunities and challenges that lie before us. Rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, we can live fully in the present, making the most of the time we have been given. We can approach each day with a sense of expectancy knowing that God has purpose and plans for us, and that He will guide and sustain us every step of the way. In the story of the Israelites wandering in the wilderness, in Exodus 16, God provided manna for them each morning, enough for that day's needs. This daily provision teaches us to trust in God's faithfulness, to rely on Him for our daily bread, and to give thanks for His sustenance one day at a time. Just as the Israelites gathered the manna each morning, we too can gather the blessings and opportunities that God provides for us each new day. So, my friends, as we begin each new day, let us pause to give thanks to God for the precious gift of life, for the opportunities and blessings that await us, and for His steadfast love and mercy that are new every morning. Let us approach each day with gratitude, trust, and expectancy, knowing that God is with us and that He has great plans in store for us. Let us now explore the power of cultivating a heart of gratitude. Giving thanks to God for each new day is not just a one-time act, but rather a lifestyle of gratitude that we are called to cultivate. The Apostle Paul exhorts us in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, saying, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus." Let us use every opportunity to embrace an attitude of gratitude. My friends, gratitude is not just a feeling, but a choice, a decision to focus on God's goodness and mercy, even in the midst of life's challenges. When we cultivate a heart of gratitude, we experience a profound transformation from the inside out. Our perspective shifts from one of scarcity and lack to one of abundance and blessing. We begin to see God's hand at work in every aspect of our lives, from the big moments to the small details. Gratitude opens our eyes to the countless ways in which God is providing for us, protecting us, and guiding us each and every day. Furthermore, a grateful heart has the power to strengthen our faith and deepen our relationship with God. As we give thanks to Him for each new day, we are reminded of His faithfulness, His love, and His constant presence in our lives. We are drawn closer to Him, finding comfort, peace, and joy in His presence. Gratitude becomes a bridge that connects us to the heart of God, enabling us to experience the fullness of His love and grace. In addition to its spiritual benefits, gratitude also has a profound impact on our mental and emotional well-being. It has been proven that practicing gratitude can lead to increased happiness, reduced stress and anxiety, and a greater sense of overall life satisfaction. When we focus on the blessings in our lives, rather than dwelling on our problems or shortcomings, we cultivate a more positive and resilient mindset. One practical way to cultivate gratitude is to start each day with a prayer of thanksgiving. Before even getting out of bed, take a moment to thank God for the gift of a new day, for the breath in your lungs, and for His love and mercy. Throughout the day, look for opportunities to express gratitude, whether it's for a kind word from a friend, a beautiful sunset, or a simple meal. By actively seeking out reasons to be thankful, we train our minds to focus on the good and to recognize God's blessings in our lives. Another powerful tool for cultivating gratitude is to keep a gratitude journal. Each day, take a few minutes to write down 3 to 5 things you are thankful for. These can be big or small, from a meaningful conversation with a loved one to a delicious cup of coffee in the morning. As you make this a daily habit, you will begin to notice more and more blessings in your life, and your heart will overflow with thankfulness. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of men and women who cultivated hearts of gratitude. In the Old Testament, we read of Hannah in 1 Samuel 1, who poured out her heart in thanksgiving when God granted her the desire of her heart, a child. In the New Testament, we see Paul and Silas in Acts 16, who sang hymns of praise to God, even while imprisoned in chains. These stories remind us that gratitude is not dependent on our circumstances, but rather on our choice to focus on God's goodness and faithfulness. So, my dear friends, let us make the choice each day to cultivate a heart of gratitude. Let us give thanks to God for each new day, for every blessing He bestows upon us, and for His constant love and presence in our lives. As we do so, we will experience the joy, peace, and abundance that comes from a life rooted in thankfulness, and our hearts will be transformed by the power of gratitude. And now, let's turn our attention to living each day with purpose. As we give thanks to God for each new day, it is important to recognize that every day is a gift, an opportunity to live with purpose and intentionality. The psalmist reminds us in Psalm 90, verse 12, where the scripture tells us, "So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." When we understand the brevity of life and the brevity and value of each day, we are compelled to make the most of the time we have been given. Living each day with purpose means seeking God's will for our lives and aligning our actions and decisions with His plan. It means using our time, talents, and resources to glorify Him and to make a positive impact in the world around us. As Ephesians 2, verse 10 declares, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." One way to live with purpose is to start each day with prayer, asking God to guide our steps and to use us for His glory. When we surrender our plans to Him and invite Him to direct our paths, we open ourselves up to opportunities to be a blessing to others and to experience the fullness of life that He desires for us. By seeking God's direction and wisdom, we can ensure that our lives are aligned with His purpose and that we are making the most of each day. Another way to live with purpose is to prioritize our relationships, both with God and with others. Taking time each day to connect with God through prayer, worship, studying His Word, and listening for the leading of the Holy Spirit will help to strengthen our faith and align our hearts with His. Investing in meaningful relationships with family, friends, and our community allows us to share God's love and to support and encourage one another on this journey of life. By nurturing these relationships, we create opportunities to impact the lives of others and to experience the joy and fulfillment that comes from communal living. Living with purpose also means being a good steward of the resources and opportunities that God has given us. This may involve using our skills and passions to serve others, volunteering our time to help those in need, or using our financial resources to support God's work in the world. When we view each day as a gift and an opportunity to make a difference, we begin to live with greater purpose and impact. We recognize that our lives are not just about ourselves, but about using what God has given us to bless others and advance His kingdom. In the Gospel of John, we see Jesus modeling a life of purpose and deliberate action. He declared in John 9, verse 4, "I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work." Jesus knew that His time on earth was limited, and He was committed to fulfilling the mission that God had given Him. He lived each day with purpose, teaching, healing, and serving others, ultimately giving His life for our salvation. As followers of Christ, We are called to live with that same sense of purpose and urgency, recognizing that each day is a precious opportunity to love, serve, and make a difference in the world. My friends, as we give thanks to God for each new day, let us also commit to living those days with purpose, seeking God's will, nurturing our relationships, and using our gifts to make a difference in the lives of others. May we number our days and use them wisely for the glory of God and the good of His kingdom, as echoed in Psalm 90, verse 12, where the scripture tells us, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Let us approach each day with intentionality, asking God to guide our steps and to use us for His purposes. As we do so, we will experience the abundant life that Jesus promised and leave a lasting impact on the world around us. My dear friends, I want to leave you with a challenge. Each morning, as you wake up to face a new day, take a moment to give thanks to God for the precious gift of life. Before your feet even touch the ground, let your first thoughts be ones of gratitude and praise for the opportunity to experience another day in His presence. As you go about your day, cultivate a heart of gratitude by actively looking for reasons to be thankful. Whether it's a kind word from a stranger, a beautiful sunrise, or an answered prayer, take note of the blessings, both big and small, that God has placed in your life. Keep a gratitude journal and watch as your heart begins to overflow with thankfulness. But don't stop there. Let your gratitude fuel your desire to live each day with purpose and intentionality. Seek God's will for your life and align your actions and decisions with His plan. Use your time, talents, and resources to make a positive impact on the world around you and to be a blessing to others. Remember, each day is a precious gift from God, a blank canvas upon which you can paint the story of your life. So make the most of every opportunity, living with purpose, gratitude, and joy. Trust in God's faithfulness, knowing that His mercies are new every morning and that He has great plans in store for you. As you go about your day today, may you carry with you a heart filled with thankfulness for each new day and a commitment to living each day with purpose and deliberate action. May you experience the transformative power of gratitude, and may your life be a testament to the goodness and faithfulness of our loving God. May God bless you abundantly as you journey through life, one precious day at a time. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you with a heart filled with praise and adoration. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of the universe and the giver of life. Your majesty and power are beyond our understanding, and your love and mercy know no bounds. I exalt your holy name and declare that you alone are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. Lord, I thank you for the precious gift of each new day. Every morning that I wake up is a testament to your faithfulness and love. I am grateful for the breath in my lungs, the beating of my heart, and the opportunity to experience your goodness and grace. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I have taken this gift for granted, for the moments I have focused on my troubles instead of your blessings. I repent of my sins and ask for your forgiveness. I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, as you have forgiven me. Father, I pray that you would help me to cultivate a heart of gratitude. Open my eyes to see your hand at work in every aspect of my life, from the big milestones to the small details. I give thanks in all circumstances, knowing that you are working all things together for my good. I bind the spirit of ungratefulness and negativity in the name of Jesus, and I declare that my heart will overflow with thankfulness for your goodness. Lord, I ask that you would teach me to number my days and to live each day with purpose and intentionality. I embrace your will for my life, and I seek to align my actions and decisions with your plan. I rebuke the enemy's attempts to distract me or lead me astray, and I declare that I will walk in the path that you have set before me. Give me the wisdom and courage to use my time, talents, and resources for your glory and to make a positive impact on the world around me. I pray for your protection and blessing over every area of my life. Guard my heart and mind against the attacks of the enemy and surround me with your peace that surpasses all understanding. I claim victory over every challenge and obstacle that comes my way, knowing that you are fighting for me. I declare healing and restoration over my body, soul, and spirit, and I trust in your power to make me whole. Lord, I also ask that you would extend these same blessings and protection over my loved ones. Cover them with your favor and grace, and draw them closer to you each day. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come together in agreement, united in our faith and our desire to live lives that honor you. We pray for one another, asking that you would strengthen us, encourage us, and fill us with your wisdom and peace. Lord, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Help us to support and uplift each other and to be a light in this world that points others to you. Father, we thank you for the transformative power of gratitude and for the opportunity to live each day with purpose and joy. We declare that our lives are not our own, but yours, and we surrender ourselves fully to your will. Pour out your Spirit upon us and empower us to walk in your ways and to make a difference in this world. We claim victory over every challenge and obstacle, knowing that you are greater than any problem we may face. Let your will be done in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.